Professor Dvořáková, Andrej Babiš and his ANO party won a decisive victory in these general elections. How do you read the outcome? What was the message voters sent?
Well, I think that the main message was the change, that the voters really wanted to change cabinet, to bring new people to the politics, and in fact, it was something that they were not satisfied with the work of the former cabinet.
Were there any surprises in who got more votes or less?
Well, there was several surprises. The first was that communists didn't get into the parliament. It was somehow supposed that they were able to pass 5% threshold. And in fact, something like lower votes for really extremist political parties. So from this point of view, it is positive. On the other hand, we can see that there will be probably more illiberal tendencies in the Czech Republic. On the other hand, I'm not afraid that we can go directly in the same way as Orbán or Fico, Orbán in Hungary and Fico in Slovakia. But there will be more criticism of European Union.
Andrej Babiš will have to rely on support from two parties so as to be able to form a government, be it a minority government with support, which he would prefer, or a coalition with the SPD and the motorists. How stable, how viable would such an alliance be?
Well, I think that there will be an unstable situation in the Czech Republic for some period of time, maybe for all the 4 years. Because Andrej Babiš is a strong personality, a strong leader, and the parties he had to gain their support are really more extremist than Andrej Babiš, and also I think that they will have strong demands, mainly motorists who will ask probably the participation in the cabinet. The other extremist party or the radical party, the party of Tomio Okamura, the SPD, is a party that will have inside itself, they have representatives of other political parties and they will not be able to control them. So although he could count 108 votes in 200 of the House, but we can see that the five votes can be very unstable. I think that in this moment, probably at the end or in the beginning of the new year, there can be something like vote of confidence, but I think that he will try to find other collaborators, to find other members of the parliament to support him.
This election has increased the ratio of women in politics. A third of the new House will be made up of female MPs. How do you read that choice?
Well, it is quite interesting because the voters in the Czech Republic have chance to give four preferences when they are voting for some party list. And it is interesting that the votes, mainly in STAN, that means Myers and the Pirates, that they really used the voters this opportunity, and they voted for people that were not supposed to get to the parliament. They were only on the list on some eligible post. And in STAN and Pirates, these are both liberal parties. The voters voted for women, and they really changed the situation, and nowadays we have, I think in Pirates we have a party that have most of women in the parliament for this party, and from this point of view it is a really interesting change to be analyzed.
How do you read the turnout, which is close to 70%?
Yes, the turnout was very important, and I think the main reason was that the polarized situation in the Czech politics really led the voters to go to vote. And this is a positive, I think, information, because it's all the time very important if the voters are going to vote. And probably this high turnout led to the situation that the communists were stopped under the 5% threshold.
Finally, the general election has been closely watched abroad, and there have been concerns that a Babiš administration could weaken the Czech Republic's commitment to the EU and NATO. You've already touched on this, but are those concerns justified? Are we looking at a radical change or U-turn in foreign policy?
Well, I think that there will be some change, although Andrej Babiš several times told that he is not thinking about leaving the EU, or he supposed that NATO is important and that Russia is aggressor. But there can be lower support, mainly dealing also with his communication with his parties or necessity to get the support of the parties. Well, the referendum of EU is not probable. Yeah, this is something that will not be able to push through the parliament. On the other hand, lower support for Ukraine and lower support for people, for refugees from Ukraine, is rather probable. And we have to think about that Babiš party and also the motorists are part of the faction of Patriots in European Union. So this will probably also have some impact on our position towards Union, EU. I don't think that, for instance, euro would be a question of this government. More, I think they will be very critical to climate demands, and also there will be some criticism dealing with liberal tendencies, the questions dealing with gender and such things.